Our good friend is in here this morning, Dr. John B., Dr. John Brotch. We've been talking about parenting over the last month plus. And one of the, I guess, more difficult topics that parents have to broach. I remember doing this with my oldest boy and oldest girl when they were very, very young, with the death of their grandfather, my wife's dad. It was very different than how we dealt with it with my youngest when she was, a later teenager, with the death of my own father. And I guess it just brings to mind that there are age-appropriate things we can do with kids out there that can be very different depending on how old the children are and, your thoughts as a parent in dealing with it. But he's on the other end of our line now, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Dave. And everything you say is accurate, and those are two good examples. I think the important thing, regardless of the age of the child, though, it's important to allow our children, be given age-appropriate awareness, okay?
Yeah.
When a loved family member or friend dies, children just need the opportunity to express feelings in an open manner, as well as being allowed to grieve in their own way. And
sure.
I think in order for this to happen, parents have to be forthright, they have to be truthful, they have to come out, and they really have to indicate to even the youngest person, try to use it in concepts and words they understand that, say grandma has died and isn't going to be with us anymore, and wait for the response, can talk to the child or the person, give them the opportunity to really be able to speak. We don't want to turn it into a lecture or lesson from mommy or daddy or mom or dad. It's really meant to be a time to help them express their own feelings and really kind of let things go. And it's up to parents then. They can try to develop some type of a ritual, some type of an activity, like there can be a photo, there can be, memorabilia of the person who has died, and just try to turn the death into a celebration of the life of the person. And try to allow the children to express their feelings. And if there's a funeral, not that every child is right to go to something, go to a funeral. I'm talking about young persons in particular.
Sure.
But try to have a place for them. Let them be aware if you're the parent, you can say how badly you feel too. Just to kind of open for discussion and kind of leave things open for the child. Because it's very, very difficult for all of us when we lose a loved one, like when you lost your father or your wife lost, her parent, that it's hard for you, and there you are trying to guide the children, but that does become a very important part of parenting.
There's no question about that, and it's, kids are dealing with their own sense of loss, but they're also trying to, in a way, understand, where their parents are coming from who've just lost a mom or a dad. So they've got kind of a double thing going on. It's not easy. I was at my great aunt's wake out in California a couple of years ago, and I was struck here in the time with visitation, the number of kids who were there. I mean, there were kids, and some were coloring and some were asking questions, but I thought it was actually a pretty healthy thing because the family was gathered around. There was great aunt Flo. There was an explanation of she's gone, but, a part of her is left behind here, but it's just a part. It's almost like a little bit, but it's not truly her. And there was, there was none of this hiding behind, I would say, a fakeness, Doc. It was a little bit of a throwback maybe to what it used to be when funerals were held in people's homes and families and friends would gather and, the reality was in your face more than you want it, but there was a certain positive nature to it that I took away, and I thought that, this is good for these kids. It's good all the way around. It's not being, it's not being dressed up as something coy or what it isn't. It is what it is, and there's a certain honesty and realism to it, which is okay to a certain point.
Well, I think you're completely right, and I think that's a way where everybody's allowed to express their feelings, and it seems
sure.
A natural event, okay, meaning,
right.
Life does end in death, okay, that is part of the process, and if we kind of even have the child have a role at the funeral, at the activity, in terms of talking to people, even making some comments. You know, certainly it totally depends, you know, on the child that we're dealing with. But I agree with you. I think those are good experiences. We don't want to turn it into such a solemn ceremony that it turns out to be a scary experience either.
Right.
These are times to celebrate the life of the person. Think of the love and the sharing that the person did with us. And I think also with children, we can explain to them, they can ask, you know, where is grandma? And if we have spiritual beliefs, we can certainly explain where we believe grandma is and try to put it in a positive way. And then I think also, you'll run into a child every now and then and say, well, is grandma going to have food? You know, this type of thing in terms of being underground. And just trying to let them be aware, based on their age, that, you know, grandma has died, grandma has moved from here, we won't see her, we won't be doing certain things with her, but we still have great memories. And kind of allow the child to express their feelings as best they can. And kids are all going to be different. Some are going to become angry. Some could almost behave like they haven't even noticed it. Others are going to be sullen. Others are going to be crying. Others are going to not really know what to do. And be aware that's okay. Every child has their own way. If it becomes overly morose over an extended period of time.
I was going to say, where do you dial off? What's the cue that you need to turn the switch down a bit?
Well, I hate to put a timeline on anything, but I think if we go a few weeks or so and the child's starting to maybe have problems at school, having problems at home, having discipline issues, not doing their schoolwork, then I think it's time you can seek some group work. You can seek out an individual counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have your minister, pastor, priest, somebody involved, trying to extend beyond the family, because that can happen sometimes too. And people really do at times need support and talk to people that have had similar experiences. But certainly anybody in my work, or certainly any minister, anybody who's been involved in working with persons and counseling people, has had to deal with the reality of death and the difficulty of many persons of all different ages, but we're specifically talking about children here, of being able to move on and accept what's happened and deal with the severe loss. And it depends a lot on the relationship that the child, you know, had with the person who died.
Well, that makes complete and perfect sense. And again, as you mentioned, age appropriate is something that you definitely have to look at quite carefully. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you before we go that this week is, and this is not on topic, but this week is the basketball tournament for the Big Ten men, and for the first time it's being held in Washington, D.C. Are you going, or do you know people who are going? Because I know a lot of folks who have decided, because it's in D.C. and not in Indianapolis or Chicago, that they're going to skip this time around. What about the Braccio household?
Well, we are not going. We'll be watching. But we do have some friends, John and Sandra Wills, and they are definitely going.
Okay.
And they will be indeed. He's an old Boston guy, I might add. But they are going out there, and I know a few of my clients are also going out there. So there are some people that will be going. And I'm sure part of this is to attract the huge Big Ten base of alumni that are out in that part of the country.
Yeah, between doing it here and then they're going to be at Madison Square Garden in New York.
That's
and
right.
Rutgers
will
be the host as the Big Ten tries to do that media thing across the Eastern Seaboard. Whether it works or not is to be determined. Our good friend, Dr. John Braccio. Dr. John B. is the website, drjohnb.com. The podcast will be there shortly. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Paisano. Talk to you later.